Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, my friends? That's right. He's been hanging out with me now for, he's literally 20 years. He's the president and the founder of M3 Learning, a sales and sales management company specializing in training people how to get better in sales and sales management. He's written all the important books on the topic, including proactive sales management, including, I think this is the new one, Outbounding. And he's our good friend, Skip Miller. Welcome back.
Pleasure as always, Jim. Thank you very much for having me.
Good to have you back, Skipper. So I love talking about this topic that's on your mind, getting to the decision maker. And, you know, I remember when that was easier to do because if you told somebody who you were at the company, what you did, they would send you to the person who not only could make the decision, they had the budget. It was their authority to do it. Now, maybe ultimately there's a committee that came in. Pretty much, they would pass you over to a person, the owner, the manager, the president, the CEO, the plant accountant, whatever it might be, that person could make the decision, and it was easier. In modern times now, it's harder to do that, isn't it? To find the decision maker and the budget holder.
It is, and as you just identified, there's two value propositions. We call them below the line, the above the line buyer. Right, the below the line buyer is the one who says, "I'm interested in your features and functions and how many copies does the printer print and what color is the ink and, you know, all that kind of good stuff," which is important. And the above-line buyer is the one who says, you know what, I got a $10 million problem, and if I buy this, you know, $5,000 printer, it's going to make a dent in my $10 million problem. So there's two different value propositions, mm-hmm. and what we're seeing is when people are outbounding, they're always outbounding about their product and their service and so on. When they try to get to the executive suite, they are changing their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a moment in time when all this got more complicated. It was 2008. Prior to 2008, folks, if you got a person that was told, you were told was a decision maker, even if they were just a manager of a division of a national company, that person could make the decision, and they had a budget that they were managing themselves right at that level in that office.
Yeah.
After 2008, yeah. The decision to whether to choose a company may have still rested with that person, but that budget got pulled up to the treasury level.
It did, you know, and think about, you know, you used to sell Xerox copiers, right?
Yeah, well,
the bottom line buyer is sitting there going, okay, how many pages per minute? How many reams of paper could I put in this thing?
Yep.
How fast does it run? Which is great. The above the line buyer is going, listen, our workbook cost that we've had this thing printed out is $8 a workbook. If mm-hmm. I buy this, can I get myself down to $7 a workbook?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just two different value propositions. And what's fun, Jim, is now with COVID and, you know, work from home and stuff and so on, getting to the above the line buyer, the more fiscal buyer, executive buyer, whatever you want to call them, is easier. It's easier. Think about it. You're knocking doors, you're making sales calls, and you want to go talk to the more senior level buyer. Well, you got to, you know, schedule the time, schedule the conference room. You know, the gal's got to commit to a half hour at least, maybe an hour. Now, you're on a Zoom call, and to tie them in for 5 minutes, you can get them. We're just not asking for them.
Now, that's a really good point. And if you don't, and the thing is, the reason why I took a moment there to explain, and for you to help us explain the difference, the average salesperson today probably still, you know, especially if they're fairly new, they still don't understand that they may have to, that they're very likely going to have to make two presentations.
Yeah, Jim, I listened to a call, you know, a recorded call with the salesperson, the below the line buyer, and the above the line buyer, and within 5 minutes, the CEO in this case, the above the line buyer, goes, "This is great. We got to have this is good." Without missing a point, the salesperson goes, "Great. When do you want to schedule the demo?" No, I'm dead serious. Hmm. You know, we're missing these buying cues. Everything is contracted now because you can do so much. We're seeing sales cycles cut in half.
We're going to get Skip to tell you how to make this happen. This is good news, folks. And it could be one of those silver linings that Deborah Fine and I just talked about. Things that you might not have discovered otherwise. Maybe even access that you couldn't have possibly had otherwise. After the break, 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Skip Miller.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.